I don't sing and I don't dance, but I can make romance. Yeah, nothing I can do, yeah. I can watch innercitygeeks.com all day long, yeah. I want you guys listening right now, tuning in into the danger zone. Right now, I want you to watch and listen to everything from the Inner City Geeks, yeah.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Inner City Geeks Podcast. It's Steve here. And this is episode 180. And joining me today, I have Alex.
Oh, man. I'm still thinking about what we said before we started recording.
Yes, just before we started recording, we had some fun times. But we're going to have some more fun times now.
Okay, so let's start this over again. Hi!
Starting over. We're just going to keep going. We're starting over.
Oh, yeah, that's right. No. It's kind of funny. Let's rewind that. Hello, folks.
Yes. Hello, Alex. And we also have Franny with us today.
Hello, bitches.
Yay. And, we're closely getting, I guess closer to fucking 200 like we did last time. We're just counting up again, counting more closers and shit. So, yes. So what the fuck you guys been up to, man? And Franny, it's been a couple weeks.
Yes.
What you been up to?
Let me see. The highlight of my week has been that I was once again traumatized by a film. I didn't think anything would reach the depths of
what the fuck are we?
I'm trying to figure out how to word this. It's an atrocity. It's awful. Okay, so The Last Jedi I thought was as bad as cinema can get. And okay. I was proven wrong by watching Dark Fate. I don't even want to say Terminator Dark Fate because it's like it doesn't even come close. It takes the message of the entire Terminator franchise and throws it in the garbage and hands you hot fucking steaming pile of trash.
Dog shit.
Trash. Like at least dog shit would have some substance. This is straight fucking trash. Right. And I was devastated. I was absolutely devastated. And mind you, I went in there with an open mind. I didn't even watch the trailers. And I just kind of like read up on it, and I knew that John Connor was supposed to be involved, and they were bringing the whole old cast back, and I was hoping that it wasn't going to be a regurgitation of the first Terminator, and it should have been, because even that would have been fucking better than what they actually produced. And so I'm just going to kind of leave it at that. It's okay. Not worth watching. It's more traumatizing than The Last Jedi. It shits all over the franchise and what I considered a very epic and empowering message from Terminator 1 and Terminator 2. And this doesn't hold any of that. It's just straight up disrespectful. And they brought the nostalgia on the screen to disrespect it. And it literally, it was another fuck you to the fans while I'm sitting there in the theater, like, oh my God, no. And it took me a while because like I said, I went in there hopeful. So it was like, it starts off and I was like, okay, this better be fucking good with the way that they started. And as it was continuing to go on, I was like, no, it isn't. I was like, no. No, and once again, I'm traumatized, and I'm having nightmares, and I'm crying in the shower, and fuck you, James Cameron.
All I'm picturing now is her, like every time she hears,
no! Now all I keep hearing in my head is John Connor. And then I hear like the fate, the fate isn't written yet. No, I hear all the great epic lines from the first two movies. Get up, soldier! And then I get flashbacks of the garbage that I saw. And then I'm like,
So being a fan of the Terminator movies, right?
Oh,
where would you rank this one as far as like, okay, not counting the first two, but of like the continuations, like Terminator.
Oh, this is a fucking zero. I'd rather watch fucking Genesis.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
And Genesis. Yeah. Oh my god! And you mentioned Genesis, right? That was the first Terminator movie that actually kind of made me nod off.
Right. I fell asleep. It took me three tries to watch that movie all the way through. I thought The Mother of Dragons was a terrible pick for Sarah Connor. And
what's funny was that they did make her look a good amount like a young Sarah Connor. Like it took for a second, like you kind of squint your eyes slightly.
Oh, you gotta be drunk. You need drunken goggles, and then she becomes Sarah Connor.
They just dyed her hair. They made it look a little.
You don't remember Sarah Connor was doing fucking chin-ups on her bed in a fucking asylum. That chick was Diesel.
Yeah.
That chick, Mother of Dragons, she's not Diesel.
No, she's not.
She looks great on fire and covered in ashes, but she is not Diesel. But, oh, God. Yeah, I'd rather watch that than this fucking atrocity. Like, it's terrible. At least Genesis was trying and failed.
Yeah.
This one wasn't even trying. I don't even know what the fuck they were thinking when they wrote this screenplay. I have no idea.
I can't say what they were thinking.
Was there any
more money? Anything
about this movie?
Hmm.
Was there anything at all redeeming about this movie?
Absolutely nothing.
Okay.
There's absolutely nothing that I liked. I felt that even having Sarah Connor back, they brought her back just to put her down. They took the most amazingly strong female character of the fucking 80s and 90s and just put her down. It's like fucking calling Sigourney Weaver back to do Aliens and then telling her you ain't shit. Like it was like they did to Luke Skywalker in The Last Jedi.
Okay.
They did that to my Sarah Connor.
So another question. How about Edward Furlong? Because we've heard that he was supposed to be in this one.
John Connor, right?
Yeah.
False advertisement. Talk about a manipulation of words. My friend, yes, it is. Unless you know you guys want spoilers, I can't really give much about that, so but yeah, it's the manipulation of words, and it literally is taking the amazing story and journey of John and Sarah and Reese. and the Terminator and fuck you guys, that story and shit. Here's our new story, and this story is straight garbage. But you know,
damn, not garbage, garbage,
garbage,
garbage.
Straight out of Oscar's mouth.
I mean, if I'd rather watch Genesis than this movie, it's awful. It's awful.
Okay.
So Franny gives it a flaming dumpster fire of baby diapers.
Right. I give it two middle fingers up, just like it did me as I was sitting there in the theater.
Very nice. Very nice.
I can see her screaming at the screen, go fuck yourself!
I want my fucking money back, but damn it, I watched it to the end.
Yeah. Remember, you can leave. You can still get your money back. This is how it works in the movie theater, because you know, as I mentioned in the podcast in the past, I've worked in movie theaters on and off for years. So you can sit no more than 15 minutes of the actual feature to claim for your money back if you don't like the movie. So you have to like the first 15 minutes, just like before 15 minutes, Nope.
Well, you know what, Steve? Back to what you asked me like before about the movie, if there's anything good that came out of it.
Mm-hmm.
The only good thing that came out of Dark Fate is I'm going to do a full movie review on Dark Fate, and it's going to be fucking hilarious.
Nice. Very nice.
I did some shooting today, actually, for that review. So that has been my week. Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know what? I'm going to have to take one of the pictures of you, like a picture of you, and just, like, Photoshop you with the T-101.
With the Terminator face? Hell yeah.
Yeah. I can do that for you.
I would love that. That could be my cover picture for the review.
I can see right now she's going to be like, this is awesome. A friend. Like, you know, she's going to be the peer pressure friend. Do it. Fucking do it.
Just give you the red eye and shit.
But yeah, man, it was really heartbreaking because I love
from red eye to the stink eye.
Right? I give it a stink eye. That's what it's... But I gave a term. I don't even want to call it that. Dark Fate. I give it the stink eye. It is garbage. But it just really makes me sad. It like literally breaks my heart. As a fangirl, as a moviegoer, as a lover of stories, it really breaks my heart what they did in this third act of that story arc. And it's really depressing.
That sucks.
It really is. Yeah.
That sucks.
So how are you guys doing?
I'm sorry you were pretty funny.
Oh, I'm more sad that I was traumatized. I was so traumatized. Literally,
she's laughing, but inside she's crying.
Yeah, when I came home, I couldn't fucking sleep. I was like, I have to do a review about this movie. It's keeping me up at night. I just can't. It's fucking haunting my dreams.
I'm just picturing her in the shower doing that fucking Squidward thing from SpongeBob. Future! The future!
I was thinking more of the what is it? Reinhardt is a man from Ace Ventura.
Oh, you gotta take the plunger and make yourself vomit out more.
I gotta throw up more of the Dark Fate.
So sad. Mm-hmm. Alex, what you been up to, man?
Not as interesting as her story right now, but well, two things. The first one is I'm almost done with the latest issue of the comic, so
yay.
At least that. Yeah, so I'm miscellaneous details on certain panels, and then I'll submit that to you. I want to say the next day or so. And
cool.
The other thing was, which is the only real thing that really happened to me was I actually had a sleep study done a couple days back.
Nice.
How fun was that?
Yeah, exactly.
They sound fun. I legitimately think they're you sleep in the lab like a rat, and
they poke
all these machines on you.
Well, actually, because my insurance didn't cover me staying in at the hospital, I had to take like the portable machine home.
Mm.
It's a device connected to me, and mind you, I try to sleep early and everything. And even with trying to sleep early, whatever, this device does not let you sleep too much. So it was most of the time sleeping, waking up, trying to go back to sleep, waking up, trying to go back to sleep, waking up before my alarm goes off for work. Yeah. Well, but yeah. So it was like, all right. I you know, now in the next, like sometime next week, I have to go meet up with the doctor. And it's funny. His sleep doctor. So I got to meet up with Dr. Sleep, and
I want to see that movie so bad.
Yeah, so I gotta go to the sleep doctor, and you know they'll probably go over with me, like you know, Mr. Alex. I don't want to say my last name, right? So yeah, Mr. Alex. You know, you have. All right, thanks. I appreciate that. It was like, is it because I'm fat? Yeah, that's probably it.
Well, yeah, that does tend to happen because, like, honestly, like, after losing a bunch of pounds and shit, like, I snore less. So, Good help.
Yeah, but usually, like you snore more if you're positioned a certain way anyway. Like,
oh yeah,
you
know, most like, definitely. Let's say,
well, yeah. Did you guys know that when you snore, you kill brain cells because you're not getting enough oxygen to your brain within those hours that you are asleep, and you actually cause yourself brain damage the older you get with the worse your snoring is, kind of thing. Like you're slowly killing yourself in your sleep.
Yes, because eventually, no matter what, you're going to go into that deep sleep anyway.
No, but it's like you're kind of slowly suffocating yourself as you sleep.
And then now we have a star in the rainbow flying over our heads.
Yeah.
The more you know.
No, what I love is that Franny made sleeping metal, you know.
For real.
It's what I do.
Go ahead. Sleep. Metal. Your brain cells.
Metal sleep.
Snore.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I can see Death Clock doing a song like that. Snore, snore, snore. And everyone's like dying in their sleep.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Yeah, I see it right now. Deep sleep. Deep sleep. Snore.
Yes, I like it.
So, Steve, what did you do?
This week I actually got a chance. Well, two things, okay? One thing, I got a chance to see Dr. Sleep before.
How was it?
I loved it.
Oh, yes.
I loved it because I am a huge fan of The Shining.
It's one
of my absolute favorite movies of all time.
It's up there.
Yeah, it's like one of my go-tos whenever like I feel sick or whenever I want to watch a DVD or something because I have it on DVD.
Oh, that's cool.
Like, it's one of my go-tos. And like when I saw the trailer for this one, I was like, ooh, this is interesting. I want to see what's going to happen. And
no spoilers.
No, I did a review for it on the page. So, I didn't spoil it on there either. So,
I'm terrible at that.
Yeah, I'm not. I try to be as censored as possible because I don't like to be fucking spoiled about shit sometimes too.
Right. Well, my problem is my habit is that I don't know until it's already too late. I did pretty good though today talking about movie.
You did only because the thing is, like, I know what part you're talking about that happened because I heard on another review about it. I was like, oh, okay, yeah, I totally know what you're talking about, but and why it got shit on,
but there's more to it than just that though.
Oh no, I know. But as far as Dr. Sleep, it's actually really fucking good. At the beginning, of course, it's very slow, just like The Shining. It's just as slow as The Shining in the beginning. But once stuff starts to happen, it starts to happen and it just keeps going. And it's really good the way they did it. The director of it did a really, really, really good job actually making it seem like a Kubrick film when it's not a Kubrick film. Of course, because that's, you know, that's the fan service or whatever at that point. But it was really, really interesting, really good. The acting was really well. It was acted very, very well. Like, I enjoyed all of them, especially the little girl that's in it. Mm. She's fucking great. Like, she really, really plays it off as like, okay, I know what the fuck I'm doing. I have control of all this shit. Fuck all you bitches. Yeah, it's really fucking good. Ewan McGregor's actually really fucking good as fucking daddy and shit. I was kind of like skeptical about that because like haven't really seen him do much in a while.
Oh, he's a great actor. He could pull anything off.
Most definitely. Most definitely.
He made the prequels watchable. And, I actually saw Pooh Bear and Christopher Robin or whatever with him in it. And it was...
That's right. I didn't see that.
It was so good.
Exactly.
I was worried it was going to suck. And it was actually really good. I actually felt it was too short. I wanted more adventure. I wanted more 100 Acre Woods. he's an amazing actor, man.
But what I truly loved about this movie was the fact that the villains are actually very, very good. The group of villains, they're called the True Knots. They're called the True Knots.
True Knots.
I think I think that's gonna be the episode title. True Knots. But yeah, I actually enjoyed the villains because one thing that they did in this was that they actually fleshed out the villains, so that way you kind of got to see their stance on what's going on.
Oh, cool.
And they made them like kind of likable. Not like, oh yeah, I like them. They're the greatest. There's like, okay, you see where they're coming from. You see the reasons why they're doing what they're doing, and you know what's going on with them. You get to understand all that shit.
They have substance.
Yes, they have plenty of substance.
You know what that's called? Good writing.
Yes.
Dark Fate.
It's actually really
no.
Really good writing. lots of fan service. Well, not lots of fan service, because the fan service, honestly, like, they have some fan service in the beginning, because you need to find out exactly what happened to Danny since The Shining, right? So they go into that in the beginning. That's not really.
Don't play with us, Danny.
They kind of go into that, and then more fan service happens when, in like the third act, which is what we see in the trailers. But there's a lot of shit in the middle. It's like, holy shit, this is really fucking good. Yeah, like because what happens is that they're building every single character, so that way you see everything that they're up to and everything that they have in mind for what they're planning to do.
Right.
And it all makes sense the way they did everything. It all makes sense.
Like a movie's supposed to.
Right, exactly. It all ties in and it all makes sense. It's actually one of the better sequels that I've seen, if you want to consider it a sequel.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
But, that's great. I'm excited because I wanted to see that. I might see that next
week. I enjoyed it a lot. I can see why some people are like, oh, this is like The Shining. Yeah, of course, it's not like The fucking Shining because it's not The fucking Shining. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot. And I went with Renee or whatever, and he enjoyed it also. So that's also a plus. Nobody else in the theater like had anything bad to say, because I've also read some reviews and I've seen some reviews online about it. And yeah, it's pretty much an overwhelming like, yeah, go see it. Mm-hmm. So it's very, very, very exciting.
So I guess you and McGregor did pull off a great job then. He got you to go.
Yeah, basically.
So, you know, he can pull anything off, especially Franny's bra and panties.
Oh my god, yes. Yes.
Oh, Dr. Sleep. You can sleep with me.
He would just use the force and it'll just come.
No.
There'll be no dry seat in the house.
Franny, he's a gentleman. He's not going to use the force. He's gonna ask first before he forces himself. Because that's the kind of guy you and McGregor is.
He's single now, right?
Not anymore. Oh, Dr. Sleep.
Oh, no.
No, yes. Segway.
Okay. So before we get into some geek shit, I figured I'd split up the show at this moment and add some music to this episode, this part of the episode. I usually wait till the end. Yeah, exactly. Like, I usually wait till the end to add some music and shit. But this week, I kind of had a hard time actually trying to figure out what to play. And there were a couple songs that I had in mind and I couldn't guess which one to put. So I both of them on the fucking episode. Why the fuck not, right? Because I can fucking do that. Yeah, the FCC is going to be like, fuck you, but who cares? We're not part of the FCC and we can give a fuck less. So, on this part of the episode, I'm going to be playing a new song from a dude that, like, me and Alex are huge fans of. And he has a huge podcast as well. And he's coming out with a new album or a new EP or whatever you want to call it, the new Josta album. And the song that I'm going to be playing at this moment will be When the Contagion Is You. And it features Matt Heafy from Trivium. So last week we had a song from Matt Heafy from Trivium. This week we have a song with Matt Heafy from Trivium as well. So check
it out. I see there's a pattern, huh?
I know. Isn't it amazing?
You gotta say it right. It's amazing.
I'm looking down at shaking hands. They belong to a different man. He's changing fast, and I've been thinking. What about this place and all its demons? So much to gain, so much to lose.
Just let go. Can't look into the rearview. Roll, do a better.
let's get into some geek shit. Yay. So, this week we got some crazy fucking shit that happened. As far as we, you know, the Disney Plus services is happening soon.
Disney.
Actually, after I talk about this, we can talk about what you have, Franny. Like, I know I set it up differently in the online, but Disney, of course, like I said, they're coming out with a Disney Plus stuff. And
I'll give you all your money. Ha ha.
Basically, that's pretty much that's pretty much exactly what's happening. So we know that they were coming up with a Loki movie or TV
Loki. Show.
Yes, that's what I said. Loki. Loki has his own TV show. I did say
Loki.
I know. I said it all weird.
I thought he said Yogi. I don't think it's a Yogi, like, you know, oh my god, Tom Hiddleston is gonna do like
hey
Thor.
Where's that best?
Hey Thor, you want it? Yeah, no. You gotta get it right. Hey Thor, you cannot take on my Tesseract.
That was good.
Yes, that was pretty good.
Like Loki.
Yes, Loki has his own show coming out soon on the Disney Plus service. And so from what we've heard from Kevin Feige in this week was that Loki would lead directly into the new Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness.
Fucking bullshit.
So what's happening is that we would have to watch this Loki show before seeing Doctor Strange. So if you don't have a fucking Disney Plus service, you will be completely wrong.
Motherfuckers. And Doctor Strange is the only fucking movie that I was looking forward to watching after Endgame.
Yeah, exactly. And then now
they knew that. That's why they're doing this.
Not only just that, because of course it alters the timeline. Also, in altering the timeline, we also have to watch the WandaVision show, because that also will be tying in to Doctor Strange.
I feel like that should be illegal.
Because of course we know Scarlet Witch, which is Wanda.
It feels unnatural.
And Vision, you know, they technically in the comics, if you really look at it and you think about it, like they get married in the comic and they have kids and all this shit. But that's also an alternate reality too. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what happened in the comics in the House of M. So it's going to be very interesting to see what's going to happen with this. But the fact that we have to actually have the Disney Plus service in order to watch fucking Doctor Strange and know what the fuck is going on, because there's going to be a lot of people that don't know what the fuck is happening.
It feels fucking wrong. It feels wrong. That's not right. That's kind of like, I feel like it's like you get a video game and you only get half the video game, and then you got to pay another $50 to get the other half of the fucking video game.
Yeah.
Franny, get it right. It's known as DLC, all right? Relax.
Oh, excuse me. I haven't played a real system since Sega. That was a joke. I have an Xbox One. God damn it.
It's okay. You can have a Sega. It's
you guys got so quiet. No judgment.
I was mad because I was going to say, fuck you, Nintendo Switch.
It's okay. I had a Sega. Okay. I had a Genesis. I only had a Genesis back in the day. So
yeah, screw Nintendo.
It's funny how I had a Genesis later on in life, and then what was it? My nephew and I shared a Saturn.
Nice.
I never got one of those.
The Saturn is the one. The one when they had that cool fighting game, the X-Men: Children of the Atom.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
Yeah, remember Children of the Atom.
I remember. Be Wolverine.
Yeah. Remember when Sonic was good.
I remember.
Listen, the one system that Sega had that I really liked, and it has so much potential, but it died quickly, was the Dreamcast.
Yeah, that was sad.
And fucking, what was it? Power Stone. Was it Marvel versus Capcom 2? I think it came out for that. Like, there was a lot of cool stuff for it, man.
Mm-hmm.
But it just fell to the wayside. I think, what was it, because of the PS2?
Yeah, that's exactly.
Yeah,
what
happened. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But right. as far as where was I?
No, but I have to say about Disney. Disney has literally become the fucking Death Star.
Yes, absolutely.
They have Star Wars too. Look at that.
They're shooting and devouring other studios, and they're sucking everything in and doing whatever the fuck they want. And what upsets me the most is that I'm gonna end up giving Disney my money, and I'm fucking pissed.
Well, the good thing is that, like,
where's the silver lining, Steve?
The Disney Plus, even though,
oh my god,
it is you know, you pay for it. It's only like $7 a month.
I know, but I didn't want to give Disney any of my money after the last show. What?
You just have two less coffees a day, and you'll be fine. Yeah, I know. It's sad.
I hear Franny Rouse just cursing you in the inside, Steve.
No, she cursed me just a second ago before I said.
No, I'm talking about when you said the coffee comment. Minus two coffees, you know, during the month. She's just like, you can eat dick, Steve. I need my fucking lattes.
You know what's funny? Yeah. I'm drinking a latte right now. See? Yeah, but I don't know if you eliminate
that one and the one for tomorrow, you can have Disney Plus.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's bullshit.
It is kind of bullshit. You're right.
It is straight bullshit. It's like Monopoly when a person buys up the entire boardwalk and you go bankrupt by the time you reach the fucking third space.
This now leads to Franny's rant of the week.
Franny ran. Explosions.
I can't enjoy when you guys put me on the spot, man.
It feels ingenuine.
It just kind of happens.
Well, it's going to happen.
Go ahead. Yeah, the floor is yours. The floor is yours. Fucking stand on your soapbox.
Yeah.
This shit, all right? Fucking do it now.
This shit's like... This is bullshit. That's all I gotta say. This is fucking bullshit. It's not right. And I agree with Scorsese now. They're gonna ruin cinema. I said his name wrong, didn't I?
Yeah.
Anyway, you know what I'm talking about.
You had an A in there.
good old him.
They're gonna turn cinema into a fucking choose your own adventure game.
Pretty much.
It's ridiculous. That's not fair. Like, they're TV. I understand if they're kind of parallel, but not having a big fucking part to do in a movie. You know, like, I understand the parallelness. That's fine. A little side story, a little side quest. But I feel like that's not what they're gonna do. You know, you're gonna walk in and be like, "What the fuck is going on?" And they're gonna be like, "Subscribe, bitch."
For real.
And it's gonna be like, "What? I just want to see Doctor Strange looking sexy and saving us." I just got staring at his poster. Right? I have him as Sherlock Holmes on my wall. It's bullshit. It's bullshit, and I'm upset because I'm going to give them my fucking money anyway. No matter how much I bitch or try not to, they're going to end up owning the entire planet.
It's sad.
I really hope they don't. I really hope they don't.
Listen, What needs to happen is this. One of us just has to get the service, and we all.
No, they're gonna nip that shit in the butt. You're not gonna be able to share your Disney.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Shut up.
I looked into it. Okay.
You don't know that.
I want to watch Mandalorian. Okay. So, you can have up to 10 different devices, but you can only watch 4 things at once.
Oh, kind of like how Netflix is.
Yeah. So you can have up to 10 different devices, but you can only watch four people at once.
Well, my ego's just hurt because I'm going to end up getting fucking Disney Plus and I feel like a fucking hypocrite. I'm going right back into abusive relationship knowing that they're just going to hurt me.
That's hilarious. It's sad and hilarious.
Right, listen. I can make you feel better right now. Are you ready?
Disney told
I can make you feel better.
Okay.
All right. As the great friend that I am, I will tell you this. If you want to feel better, let one of your other siblings pay for the service, and you'd be like, can I get the account?
I like that. Why didn't I think about that? Thank you, Alex.
Yeah.
Yay! See, I helped. Yeah.
Did you see how fast I stopped crying?
She's like, that's what's not.
He's such a good guy.
He's so nice.
Yeah, he's smart.
You are so smart. What would I do without you?
Oh my god! Oh my god! He's such a genie.
I would have been crying for months, judging myself without your help. Thank you.
How can I live with myself? I'm paying for Disney Plus. Right. Don't look at me.
I would have become an alcoholic.
two empty bottles on the side and one like halfway done. This one's breakfast. Mm-hmm. Oh. But then she goes, fuck you. I'm going to watch Gargoyles and old school DuckTales anyway to make myself feel better.
Right, and they cry.
Half crying, singing a song. Life is like a hurricane here in Darkburg.
Actual facts. But thank you for that suggestion, because now that won't happen. That happened in another timeline.
Yeah. Oh my god, Dark Fate.
Oh no.
It's Fanny the Fangirl, come with me if you want to live. Shut the fuck up!
You betrayed me! It wasn't me!
You're horrible.
Go back to Last Action Hero, you fuck!
You know, I actually saw... Well, I didn't see it. I like, overheard it. One of my siblings was watching an interview with him talking about Dark Fate, and they asked him what he thought about the movie. And he said that he was happy with Terminator 1 and 2, but James Cameron had an idea for 3. And he said, okay, why not? He's the one who has the idea. I was like, yo. Awesome.
And then Arnold sweat. Then Arnold for years tried to see if he could find an actual time sphere to go back and go, no, don't do it. Don't do it now. Don't do it ever.
Yo, for real. For fucking real.
Even Salvador.
They must have really, 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 really needed the money, because I don't see how you could read that script and go, you really want me
to fucking do this?
My character wouldn't do this. I'm telling you, it's Last Jedi all over again. It really was. It was Franny.
They pulled 2 big bags of money. And then they went.
I think it's old school.
It's 2 big bags of money with the dollar signs and everything, and you just go.
You know you want it. You know you do.
Yeah. They start enticing
during,
you.
And now, during the whole movie, they have that stank face, like.
Pretty much.
Oh, the everlasting bitch face?
Yeah. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. They have the, why the fuck am I here? Do I really need to say that line?
And then Arnold right now, in the back of his mind going, fuck, I still have to pay for Disney Plus 2.
I only did it because they said they'll give me a free subscription and they lie.
This is fucking bullshit. I don't understand why I did this. Why did I do this?
Okay.
What else is in the news, Steven? What is in the news?
Okay.
Get to the chopper.
Yeah. To take it down a couple dozen.
Wrong movie, you bitch.
Okay.
So what's next, Steve?
Okay. So, an exciting news that's not dealing with Marvel. We kind of got some news about who's going to be in the Batmans. Or who might be in the Batman.
Ooh. Oh, we're going to talk about who is hero. Or who okay, might. Good.
Is it who is or who might? Which one is it?
It's probably a little bit of both. Because it's still up in the air. Like, they haven't, like, fully confirmed that this is who they're going to be in. Or who's going to be in it. Of course, we know that Paul Dano is going to be in it. We heard about that a couple weeks ago. This week, we got rumors that Andy Serkis is in talks to play Alfred, which is going to be very interesting. And not only just that, but we also got word that Colin Farrell is in talks to play the Penguin. In the Batman.
I don't know how to take that one, to be honest with you.
I kind of like both of them. I like both of them because Andy Serkis is really good at what he does.
But to be the butler? To be Alfred?
Yeah, why not? He could be a badass Alfred. He could be a fucking... He could be the badass Alfred that we saw in like fucking... in Gotham. Year one. Near one in Batman.
Gotham had a pretty badass Alfred.
Right. That he's like a former fucking MI6 agent or whatever that's fucking like,
he's a Kingsman.
Right, exactly. But yeah, he could do that shit. I enjoyed him in fucking, what was it? Fucking Black Panther. He was a bad guy in Black Panther.
Yeah, but they killed him off too quick there.
Yeah, of course he did. He was the only actor in the movie. That's why.
I think he's an amazing actor. I really wasn't crazy about Black Panther. Him in it. You know, it was weird. I don't know. His character was like weird.
But his character was weird in the comics too. That's the point.
Okay, I don't know anything about the comics. I'm just
you know what's kind of funny, Steve.
I didn't like his performance. Like it just seemed like I didn't. I was just like, what? Because he died off so quickly. It was like all kind of pointless. Yeah. By the way, he died. So it's like, what is all this? And like, it seemed like he went a little crazy from the last time. Wasn't he in the another Marvel movie?
Yes, I believe he was. I don't remember exactly.
And he was a little more calmer. And in Black Panther, he was like the complete opposite, over the top.
Because he was in search of fucking vibranium, and he actually found it. He was like, fuck this. I want this shit now. Because I want to make money off this shit.
But I liked him in everything else he was in.
He's pretty good. He was good.
Listen, listen. Andy Serkis' last words in that Marvel in Black Panther, right? You don't hear it, but in the edits, you hear, "I got that Marvel Disney money."
Right, yeah. Disney money. But I loved him in War.
I got,
I got the two bags. He was amazing in the Planet of the Apes series.
Yeah, he's really good.
Oh my god, amazing.
Steve.
What?
Steve, it would have been funny if they said Andy Serkis was in talks to play Detective Chimp for the next Batman movie.
Hilarious.
You know, I would have been excited for that.
It'd be like, you know, oh my god, he does stuff like that so well. It's perfect.
I just feel like they could have turned him into. I would have wanted him to be a bad guy, like Clayface or the Scarecrow or fucking the Mad Hatter or, you know, like.
Actually, those are three great choices.
I don't mind the Mad Hatter. I kind of was looking forward to seeing fucking the other fucking dude that was in talks for, and they were like, "Fuck you, I want more money." Fucking Jonah Hill. I would have liked to see him as fucking Clayface, but of course that's not gonna happen. But yeah, Andy Serkis is not bad. I don't mind him. I don't mind him as Alfred. Colin Farrell, on the other hand, like I kind of like the fact that he's actually gonna be playing the Penguin. It's gonna be interesting to see him because I haven't seen something in a little.
A different take, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's of course it's gonna be like a younger Batman, so it's gonna be kind of like a year one in a way kind of thing.
Yeah, we spoke about it weeks back or whatever. I'm still kind of like on the fence with the whole Sparkling Knight, you know.
Yeah, me too. I'm not getting excited until I see a trailer drop. I haven't even seen anything on the script. Like, what's the angle?
It's still far in pre-production right now. It's not even like getting anything actually in physical writing for anything. It's still like getting all the fine details in and shit. So that's gonna be a little bit. It still doesn't come out to like for like another 2 years anyway. So we still got some time. So got plenty of time. I know. It's kind of sad.
Well, the good thing about it is that if you want, you could watch other Batman stuff on DC Universe. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you can watch literally like, all of the Batman shit is on DC Universe. Yeah. Which is another streaming service you got to pay for.
And if Disney's going to connect things, then DC is going to try to do it, and it's going to be a whole clusterfuck.
Yeah.
But it's okay. We have the Joker. I can live with that.
Sure.
I'm happy with that. They can do whatever they want.
Look at that. It went from angry Franny to happy Franny.
No. Content. I'm not happy.
She's just good enough. She's like, kind of happy.
Yeah, like, listen, that's not come out of nowhere. Like, you know, listen, what will make you happy? I want those two big Disney money bags. Yeah. You get two bags and you get two bags.
Yeah, that'll make a lot of
sense. And then someone comes out of nowhere. What about? No, and then I can see right now someone comes out of nowhere. Do I get two bags? Fuck no, you don't get fucking two bags. You don't get shit.
But then I would have to say that Disney movies are amazing and the best thing I've ever seen in cinema for the rest of my life.
Yes, but then you can just dig back. You can just dig into your magical bag and go like, "Well, I still feel better." Yay, that's fun.
Okay, so the next thing that I got, of course, is something that Franny might be a little upset about, but whatever, it happens.
Don't jump ahead.
I'm not jumping ahead.
No, not you, her.
Oh,
yeah. I didn't even say anything.
This week we got some words and some details of, you know, Carrie Fisher's role. That was what her role actually was supposed to be in Rise of Skywalker, which is coming out in another month, I guess, from now. Technically, she was supposed to be the Last Jedi. That's why it was called The Last Jedi, because, of course, he dies. Spoilers. Fucking Luke dies, so she technically, as gotten older and as she's fucking became old as fuck, she was like, yeah, I'm gonna learn the Force and all this shit. And she winds up learning the Force. And what they didn't really talk about in The Last Jedi or into anything leading to this was that, yeah, I kind of learned this shit and I can do this shit myself too. And from what her brother said was that, you know, they shot a bunch of shit with her as a Jedi. And that's stuff that we might not ever see because, of course, not a lot of it will wind up in Rise of Skywalker because, you know, it's like, fuck it, why not? So, yeah, she could have essentially had a whole lightsaber and she could have been a whole warrior and shit, just like fucking Obi-Wan was in episode one. Because technically, if you think about it, they are around the same age now that, you know, she's super old and Obi-Wan was crazy old back then also. So, yeah. That's kind of sad. Because I would have liked to see her as an actual Jedi.
Instead Carrie Fisher always be a badass princess warrior to me.
Oh, I agree. I agree, because that's the only badass theory they did. She didn't really do anything else. And then seeing her fucking fly through space kind of made me like, what the fuck? But yeah, that could have been what could have happened if, you know, she didn't die. Which is sad. Yes. Okay. So we also got some
interesting. See, I didn't get mad. You jumped the handle for no reason.
I'm just saying. you got it all out already. That's what it was. You got it all out of your system. You're just like, fuck it. Okay, I'm done.
Nah, because it was nothing. You know, it was nothing horrible. It was about Carrie Fisher.
Yeah.
I love Carrie Fisher.
Yeah. And we had a moment at that too.
That's my bitch.
Yeah. So one more thing that we got out this week. It's actually something that I saw today that I was like, ooh, this is kind of interesting. And you know, I love horror movies and movies that are based on books that I've read in the past. And we got a trailer for a movie that's coming out sometime next year or whatever. And it's based on The Invisible Man.
I know, I'm doing a reaction to the trailer. It's so awesome. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. This is like, I've been waiting. I've been staring at that since we started the fucking podcast. I'm like, yes, we're almost there.
Yes. So.
Yes, because The Mummy was awful.
Yes, The Mummy was garbage.
This means they're still moving forward with the dark, you know, the classic monster universe.
But the thing is, it isn't in the same. It is technically isn't in the same universe. This technically is.
Well, it's supposed to be like, you know, a remake.
It technically it is a remake. But the thing is that it's not within the same, like...
it's not part of the monster universe. Universal.
It's not Universal, because Universal is the one that happened.
I thought it was Universal. God damn it.
Drumhouse is doing this.
Oh, thank you for crushing my hopes and dreams, Steve.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. I do that quite often. So, this book is, of course, was written by fucking H.G. Wells years ago. And this kind of reimagining of the story is that basically we got this dude that goes crazy and he starts fucking stalking his ex as a fucking psycho invisible stalker. And the fucking the girl is actually played by Elizabeth Moth from the fucking from the Handmaid's Tales or whatever the fuck it's called.
She's also in Mad Men.
In who? Oh, she is in Mad Men. Yes, yes. I've never watched Mad Men, not one episode.
That's good. She's also in Us.
I didn't watch Us either.
Oh, don't bother. It's not that good.
I heard 2/3 of it is good, and then the third half.
Yeah, like then I want 2/3 of my money back. Because it's only good for the beginning, and then I don't know what happened.
Yeah. But this movie actually looks pretty fucking interesting to me. Like, I'm very excited for it, of course.
I am too.
I like horror movies, and this actually looks like it's gonna be fucking terrifying because, one, it's she's being stalked by a fucking her ex.
No, it's what I like about it from the trailer is it. You think it's a fucking ghost.
Yeah,
they make it seem like it's a haunting, and then next thing you know, it's he's fucking following her everywhere.
He's still alive. He's still alive, and he's following her. And that fucking one scene that she's standing outside of the fuck in her house or whatever. She's standing outside, and she's fucking breathing fucking the cold air out of her mouth.
Yeah,
and then he's the breathing right behind her. Like, what the fuck? That shit is creepy as shit.
It looks great, and I love Hollow Man, so I'm hoping I don't know. I'm just hoping they didn't give all the great scenes away in the trailer, because, like, in Hollow Man, there was, like, a build-up, you know? He was a scientist that went crazy because he couldn't close his eyes after he went invisible, and he went mad because he couldn't close his eyes. So, like, you know, like, I'm excited.
Hollow Man, also go really wrong as well, but it was also very weird. Like, it was super, super fucking creepish. Like, it was very fucking weird to me, even back then when I was like, I don't think you guys should be doing that, but whatever. But
why shouldn't you take a shower?
Yeah, pretty much. this one looks pretty interesting. I'm kind of excited to see what's going to happen.
I want to see which way they go with it. It's just one of those movies that can go really good, or I can leave very angry.
yeah, exactly. But the thing is, it's also being in production with Blumhouse, and Blumhouse knows what they're kind of doing with horror as of late. So I'm kind of excited for it even more. Because I like what Blumhouse has been doing. So, you have to wait and see, I guess. And I kind of like this chick as a fucking actress. She's pretty fucking good. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for the invisible persons.
Let me see. Yeah. No, I'm looking up the Blumhouse, their recent movies. To see which was the last one that I actually enjoyed. And it would have to be Glass.
You know, I think that's one thing, one that I haven't watched.
So good.
I haven't watched Glass.
It was so good.
Another one that I actually enjoyed was the Insidious movies. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, that was actually really good. I just finished them. Huh?
Happy Death Day was really good. That's one of their movies too.
Oh, I didn't see that. It had a Groundhog's Day kind of.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah. It's like it Groundhog's really Day, but on the actual birthday.
Yeah. The Purge. I love the Purge movies.
The Lazarus Effect wasn't that bad. It was okay. It wasn't that bad. Get Out was a Blumhouse movie.
I still haven't seen that.
That one's really good. I like that one a lot.
Yeah. I was surprised on how good that was.
Yeah, they've done a bunch of shit. Let me see. Paranormal Activity was actually a Blumhouse movie, which was, of course, made tons of fucking money for no reason.
I didn't like those.
I didn't like those either. Insidious, like I said. Sinister, blah blah blah. The Lords of
Salem. I remember when they were absolutely B-rated horror movies.
Yeah, like this one
that I used to watch them all the time.
Baby Maker. Have you heard of a movie called The Baby Makers?
No.
No, yeah, that's by the dude that did the fucking Super Troopers movies. That's one of his movies along with Blumhouse Entertainment.
Really?
Yes. Also, The Lord of Salem is one of theirs. Oculus was actually really good too. And Oculus is actually done by Mike Flanagan. That's actually the director and writer of Dr. Sleep.
Did I like that movie too.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
You said The Baby Maker?
Yes, The Baby Makers.
Oh, I know what that is. Isn't that the thing that Ron Burgundy said that he wanted to punch this chicken?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
What other thing that we have in Blumhouse? Sinister 2. The Green Inferno. Did you remember The Green
Inferno? Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's
really good.
Is that the one where they actually got the actual tribe from that place to be a part of that movie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, from what I heard is that they got blown away because they, you know, like, it's a, you know, real fucking tribe that's never known about TV or anything like that. And when they had to explain to them what, you know, what a movie was, like, they were just like, what? People play pretend and do this?
Yep. another one that
blew up. And what do you get from it? You get two bags of what's money?
Yeah, basically. Mike Flanagan also with Blumhouse did Ouija: The Origins of Evil, which is actually the better version of Ouija, which is the sequel to the Ouija movie.
I watched one of them and it was awful.
Well, so you watched the first one then?
I guess so. I saw it on one of those free app thingies.
Yeah.
Tubi,
Vulu or something like that.
Well, you can watch certain movies on free for Hulu, but you normally have to have a subscription for certain things.
It's all good.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but there's a bunch of shit that's coming out for Blumhouse that it's been out for a while. So there's a bunch of shit. I think that much wraps it this week. Friend, you got anything else?
Nah, can't think of nothing.
Alex, you got anything?
Nope.
All right, so make sure you guys go to innercityeats.com where you catch a bunch of shit sometimes. Of course, we have this show. We also have the Inner City Eats Turntable where me and Charlie talk about music every other week. So make sure you check that out. Also, we have Bri2J Presents, which is Brian's little toy review show, which is fucking cool. We also have Comics con Sabor, Manga Time, Anime World, which are all kind of on hiatus, as well as Good Games is kind of on hiatus. But those all should be coming back with some shit soon. Also coming back soon is First Watch with me and Renee. And first thing that we'll be talking about, of course, is Mandalorian. Because, yeah. Also, we might be talking about fucking Watchmen. Because that shit is pretty fucking interesting. And I haven't.
You've seen it?
Watchmen?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not the movie, the series.
Yeah, the series. I'm talking about the series.
Mm.
I like it.
No, I just heard mixed things about it. I haven't seen it yet.
It's worth watching. It's kind of kind of slow beginning, but like almost everything that is Watchmen, like if you've read the comics and stuff like that, you see that it's all, there's a reason why they do things, and it all builds into something else. And I was kind of skeptical going into the show, being that it's written by Damon Lindelof, and he lost, and I hated Lost. So I was like, yeah, this show is kind of going to suck. But sitting in there and actually watching it, I'm kind of like, okay, it's actually, I gave it a shot. And I enjoyed the first episode, and I enjoyed the second episode even more, and I enjoyed the third, but even better. So it's slowly gotten better for me. There's a lot of good things in it, and as well as there's a lot of fan service as far as going into the comic world, not into the movie world, because it doesn't go directly off of the movie. It goes off of the comic. And it's 30 years in the future after whatever happened in New York or in the city.
That's a long time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so make sure you check out all that shit on innercitygeeks.com. Also, while you are at on innercitygeeks.com, make sure you go towards the bottom of the page, click on that link to Amazon's, and you can buy whatever the fuck you want on Amazon. You can buy The Watchmen, or you can buy any of the movies that we talk. You can buy The Invisible Man, the book, the actual physical book of The Invisible Man. You can buy it and read it before you actually go see the movie and see how they both compare. Do that. Also, you'll find the link on innercitygeeks.com for So Sick Clothing Company. It's this clothing company that has a bunch of cool geek-related shirts or geek and gamer-related shirts. So you go check them out. So they're at sosickclothing.co. And at checkout, type in innercitygeeks for 15% off, is it? 10% off? For a percentage off. You get money's off of your shit. So yeah, do that. Then on there also we have a link to kushly.com, which is a place that you can get some dope stuff, some CBD shit, stuff that'll help you with your anxieties and stuff and help you calm the fuck down and not be all high strung and shit.
So, yeah. Franny.
I'm already on that shit.
There you go. See, she's super excited about it. So make sure you check out kushly.com. Click that link and it'll take you to the site and you can get 10% off of anything that you motherfucking want, whether it's gummies or the oils or the topical creams and stuff. So make sure you do that. It'll help. The topical creams will help you, you know, with your pains.
From Bark Fate.
Yeah, exactly. You're paying from your dark fate. You can just rub it on your fucking temples and shit. And it just all go away.
No, it didn't. I need that fucking, that helmet that Rick had with the and he sucks out the memories of Morty so you can remember and forget.
Oh my God,
yes. You know what I'm talking about? Remember that episode?
Yeah, I remember.
I need one of those.
Nice. Very fucking cool. yeah, so make sure you go to innercitygeeks.com. You can find all that shit. You can find also the show. You can listen to the show on SoundCloud, on Stitcher Radio. You can also listen to us on Google Play Music and on Spotify. places you can find the show is on the Facey Space, faceyspace.com/innercitygeeks. On the Twitter's at InnerCityGeeks, on the Instagram at InnerCityGeeks. And you can also find everybody on the show. Alex, where can we find you, sir?
You can find me on Twitter at Deny, D-I-N-Y-E-D, and on Instagram, D-I-N period Y period E-D.
Yes. Franny, where can we find you?
You can find me at Week Geeks Rants and Reviews. That is my YouTube handle. Right now, my page is kind of on hiatus, but I still have some pretty good videos up on there if you guys could check them out. And you can also find me on my Instagram at sweet underscore geeks underscore RR. And that's about it. Yeah, that's where you can find me.
Sweet And you can find me on Instagram and the Twitters at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal. Yeah, and that pretty much wraps it up for this week. So you guys say your goodbyes.
Goodbye, guys.
Until next time, folks.
Yes. And like I always do, I like to bring some music to the show. And this week, like, you know, like every other fucking week I do, bringing something that actually, like, caught my attention, other than the song that I played earlier, is from a band that I guess you can kind of call it a band, but not really. It's a band called Cell Dweller. And I, like, after going into their shit, I kind of noticed that it's only one dude in the band. And it's basically considered electronic, industrial metal, industrial rock, drum and bass, electronic new metal type shit. So it's all over the fucking place. And, like, I really fucking enjoyed this shit. I was like, holy shit, this is fucking dope. It's weird, it's different, and, like, I need to show people what's going on with fucking Cell Dweller. So, the song that I'm gonna play from Cell Dweller is Into the Void. It's really fucking cool. It's very different, and you should definitely check them out. So, like I always say, don't be a dick, but always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.